Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center, Miami, Florida, with a 5 a.m. Advisory update. And here at 6 a.m., we are giving you the latest on Hurricane Matthew, which is still a major hurricane. Maximum sustained winds 120 miles per hour, moving off to the north-northwest at 13 miles per hour. Center of circulation just offshore, but there is quite a center of action on land. We'll summarize on the radar in just a moment and describe for you folks listening where the impacts are already occurring. The forecast is for the hurricane to move near or over the coastline. Still is a major hurricane. Most of today remains a hurricane throughout the weekend. Impacts expected in central northern Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, where hurricane warnings and tropical storm warnings up in northeastern South Carolina, southwestern North Carolina for the tropical storm warning. So this is still a very, very dangerous situation. Just because the center is offshore does not mean that people are not going to be receiving some devastating impacts. The radar imagery shows the center of the hurricane just offshore of Cape Canaveral, where the local forecast office in Melbourne, Florida, has issued an extreme wind warning. Go to the local messages coming out from the forecast office in Melbourne for the impacts there. You could get extreme hurricane force winds on Cape Canaveral, and the center of circulation should remain just offshore for a while, but look at how much is happening on land. Hurricane force winds, at least in gusts and in many places sustained, expected to rake the east coast of central Florida and northern Florida increasingly as the day goes on today, but the impacts are spreading well inland. First, let's talk hazard by hazard. With a hurricane offshore, still a major hurricane, the closer it gets to shore, the stronger the winds get at the coast, and the greater the wind threat expands farther inland. But it is not just about the wind. Water could be a potentially deadly hazard today, even if the center remains offshore. First, let's talk about the heavy rainfall, and those looking at the radar can see why we are forecasting the potential for not just measuring the rainfall totals in inches, it could be exceeding a foot in some locations. Again, water can kill. If you are on the roads and you are in an accident, or if you come across a water-covered roadway and floodwaters take the car away, that can cause you to lose your life. Stay off the roads, whether you're near the coast or inland. Flash flood watches and probably some flash flood warnings you will see scattered about the area that Matthew affects. We can't underestimate the power that water can have to take lives. Now let's talk about storm surge. We still have our prototype storm surge warnings in effect for much of the east coast of central and northern Florida and going into Georgia and South Carolina coastal areas. And I want to emphasize that this is not just a threat to the immediate coastal areas on the Atlantic coastline. This is a threat to the Jacksonville area, to the St. Johns River area. And the main message continues to be, if you have been told by your local officials to evacuate and they are telling you that there is still time to do so, you have to do that now. If people are telling you, your local officials, that you need to stay where you are, then you stay where you are. This is a life-threatening situation, a potentially disastrous hurricane. This is a very scary track. That situation has not changed. So, again, summarizing the overall forecast track and intensity, a hurricane remaining major hurricane status today, at least remaining a hurricane through the weekend, near or over the coastline. Whether or not the center makes landfall or not does not matter. What matters is the hazards. Pay attention to local officials and the local warnings. This is Rick Knapp live from the National Hurricane Center.